Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
And now, time for some of your feedback on our recent programs.
Many of you responded to our conversation with members of the Positive Coaching Alliance about parents behaving badly at their kids' sporting events. We spoke with Rob Crawford, a coach at the Faye School in Southborough, who has firsthand experience with over-involved parents.
They feel that with all the money they are paying and all the hours that they are spending and all the miles that they are driving, that entitles them to involve themselves in a way in the sport that really is not set up for the success of anybody. I'm not saying it's right, but I feel that it sometimes brings a sense of misplaced entitlement on the part of the parent.
Elizabeth in Rhode Island wrote on our website that she agrees with Rob's assessment. She writes, "Today's youth sports have become a huge investment, both in terms of money and time. This means that we as parents are more invested in every aspect of these activities. With the fame and money at the professional and even college level, some parents do hope that these sports will take their kids all the way."
And Jim G. says all this emphasis on kids' sports in the U.S. is misplaced. "I see two competing goals," he writes, "with the way we structure sports in the U.S. Kids are looking to have fun, but many parents want to see their child excel or win. Looking at the Netherlands and perhaps other European countries, team sports are geared around clubs that also provide a social outlet. This approach enables everyone to continue playing at the level that suits their ability for as long as they like. Sounds like fun."
We also had a conversation that followed the two suicides at MIT this semester, and we talked about how colleges and universities are and aren't helping students with mental health issues. That prompted listener EM to share this.
"My son just withdrew from school last week as a freshman because he was suffering badly from depression. He went to the Student Health Center in October, but he couldn't get a therapy appointment until late November. Unfortunately, we had no choice but to suggest he come home to avoid a possible tragedy. If the problem of college suicides is a major issue, why aren't schools staffed to accommodate it?"
MM commented on our website, "It is very difficult to balance the need to provide students with support services beyond academics with the cost of higher education. When institutions are vilified for raising tuition, people need to consider the cost of providing a host of non-academic services too."
We always appreciate hearing from you. For all the ways to participate, go to our website, radioboston.org.
In a moment, Boston jazz musicians on bringing to life classical Turkish music. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.